And though that is ultimately we want to die and live again, right? Through resurrection. As he died and rose again. But also in the sense we want to be dead to sin. And live in newness of life in Christ in this present life. Have the life while we are yet alive. You know, instead of being dead while we're alive. Because he that sins is dead while he yet lives. So if we suffer, we will also reign. That's why suffering is necessary. I gotta suffer. If we deny him, he will deny us. Woo. But then it's interesting. If we believe not, he by the faithful, he cannot deny himself. He is faithful to his word. I'll tell you what, the fearful and unbelieving are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, okay? But I'm saying, whether we believe him or not, he is faithful to do his promise. Sorry. Whether we accept the promises of God, he's still going to rain those promises down on his elect. If we deny Christ, he's going to deny us. Interestingly, though, Peter denied him 3 times. The Lord forgave him. I would not test the Lord, though, considering that Peter did it in a lot of ignorance. We have Peter as an example. Peter didn't have Peter. I do not want to deny the Lord. Though, I'll tell you what. There's scriptures that say, you know, they profess that they know him. But in works, they deny him. I think that's actually in this book. But you know, people say, oh, I know the Lord. But they deny him by what they do. Because if you knew the Lord, you wouldn't do that stuff. Because Jesus says, if you know the Lord, he knows you, see. You can't know him unless he knows you first. That's why he says to those who come to him, they say, Lord, we've done many wonderful works in your name. And he says, I'm going to tell them, depart from me. I never knew you. You who work iniquity. I don't know you. He's going to deny them. Why? Because they denied him by their works. I'll tell you what, works of iniquity is what people are going to die for. And they're going to think they have life because they say, well, I believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But they didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ teaches you so much more than that. And not that it's hard. But because they love sin. And because after their own lust, they heap to themselves teachers. Who do not... See, a lot of these teachers, they don't teach you go and sin. But it's by omission. And by things like, well, you can't be perfect. And by the things they do focus on that people never obtain. But it's true. They were never meant to attain it. Their lack of faith does not mean that God isn't faithful to his promise. So if you don't believe I am here, you're going to die in your sins. So they die in their sins. They didn't believe he was he. They were unbelieving. Why were they unbelieving? Well, they said that, I believed he rose from the dead. I really did. Why? If you believe Christ, then why did you die in your sins? If he had given you faith, that would not have happened. He is faithful. He cannot deny himself. We may not believe, but he is faithful. I don't think that means like, if you don't believe, you're going to be saved. Though while I was not a believer, he saved me. You know, there's different ways of looking at it. Like he said, if we deny him, if we're unbelieving, he's faithful, but not necessarily to us. He's faithful to himself. He's faithful to those who he has called, those he has chosen, those who are dead with him and risen with him, buried with him in baptism, raised with him in newness of life. You know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Verse 14. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about the words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Oh, boy. You know, you're putting, again, what is the profit? We're supposed to profit in godliness. In the things that pertain to God. What it means to be like God. to be like Christ, to become like him. That's the whole point of being a Christian. The whole point of being a Christian is to become like Jesus in your life. Because that is salvation. To be and to live forever, obviously, is the fullness of that. Some people think the gospel is, hey, good news, God forgives you. If you believe on him, you can live forever. And that's pretty much it. There's no, like, other good news about how you can profit in godliness, about how, oh, he wants to give you gifts of righteousness and etc., the fruit of the Spirit. All the things, all the, you know, I mean, look, at if faith was that simple, why did God even bother sending this word with all this stuff in it? There's more to it than just that one verse. A lot more. The one word cannot undo all the other words. But, you know, God put it there even as a stumbling block. Really. So that they would stumble at the word. You know? And that's where they start. But the word here says all you have to do is to believe. You don't have to. You don't have to profit in the Lord. You don't have to profit him at all. It's not that I profit God to make him pleased with me. It's because he's pleased with me. I'm going to profit him. Well, you know, and again, what this word here says. All you gotta do is believe. I'm just gonna stick with this and ignore everything else the Bible says because this loophole gets me out, you legalist. You will not be saved by those works. Works? I don't believe in works. Oh, yes, you do. By your own works and your own holiness. Because I believed, you think you're gonna be saved. Because I chose to love God, you think you're gonna be saved. Because I did this. Because I think that. The only reason I'm going to be saved is because God is faithful to me. And because he causes the works to be done in me. The works that accompany salvation. The works which really are salvation. They're like the benefits of salvation. Glory, the eternal glory, given to us, beginning even now, even consummated in our lives. All right.